Chapter 22. Then the Israelites traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was terrified because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian,
"This horde is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field."
So Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor near the river in his native land. Balak said,
"A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you curse are cursed."
The elders of Moab and Midian left, taking with them the fee for divination. When they came to Balaam, they told him what Balak had said.
"Spend the night here,"
Balaam said to them,
"and I will bring you back the answer the Lord gives me."
So the Moabite princes stayed with him. God came to Balaam and asked,
"Who are these men with you?"
Balaam said to God,
"Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, sent me this message. A people that has come out of Egypt covers the face of the land. Now come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps then I will be able to fight them and drive them away."
But God said to Balaam,
"Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed."
The next morning Balaam got up and said to Balak's princes,
"Go back to your own country, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you."
So the Moabite princes returned to Balak and said,
"Balaam refused to come with us."
Then Balak sent other princes, more numerous and more distinguished than the first. They came to Balaam and said,
"This is what Balak, son of Zippor, says. Do not let anything keep you from coming to me, because I will reward you handsomely and do whatever you say. Come and put a curse on these people for me."
But Balaam answered them,
"Even if Balak gave me his palace filled with silver and gold, I could not do anything great or small to go beyond the command of the Lord my God. Now stay here tonight as the others did, and I will find out what else the Lord will tell me."
That night, God came to Balaam and said,
"Since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you."
Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. But God was very angry when he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the road to oppose him. Balaam was riding on his donkey, and his two servants were with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her to get her back on the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between two vineyards, with walls on both sides. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it, so he beat her again. Then the angel of the Lord moved on ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn, either to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam, and he was angry and beat her with his staff. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she said to Balaam,
"What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?"
Balaam answered the donkey,
"You have made a fool of me. If I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now."
The donkey said to Balaam,
"Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?"
"No,"
he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him,
"Why have you beaten your donkey these three times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared her."
Balaam said to the angel of the Lord,
"I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road to oppose me. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back."
The angel of the Lord said to Balaam,
"Go with the men, but speak only what I tell you."
So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam was coming, he went out to meet him at the Moabite town on the Arnon border, at the edge of his territory. Balak said to Balaam,
Did I not send you an urgent summons? Why didn't you come to me? Am I really not able to reward you?
Well, I have come to you now,
Balaam replied.
But can I say just anything? I must speak only what God puts in my mouth.
Then Balaam went with Balak to Kiriath Huzoth. Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, and gave some to Balaam and the princes who were with him. The next morning, Balak took Balaam up to Bamoth Baal, and from there he saw part of the people. Chapter 23. Balaam said,
Build me 7 altars here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me.
Balak did as Balaam said, and the two of them offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak,
Stay here beside your offering while I go aside. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet with me. Whatever he reveals to me, I will tell you.
Then he went off to a barren height. God met with him, and Balaam said,
I have prepared 7 altars, and on each altar I have offered a bull and a ram.
The Lord put a message in Balaam's mouth and said,
Go back to Balak and give him this message.
So he went back to him and found him standing beside his offering with all the princes of Moab. Then Balaam uttered his oracle.
Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks I see them. From the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs.
Balak said to Balaam,
What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but you have done nothing but bless them.
He answered,
Must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth?
Then Balak said to him,
Come with me to another place where you can see them. You will see only a part, but not all of them. And from there, curse them for me.
So he took him to the field of Zophim on the top of Pisgah. And there he built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak,
Stay here beside your offering while I meet with him over there.
The Lord met with Balaam and put a message in his mouth and said,
Go back to Balak and give him this message.
So he went to him and found him standing beside his offering with the princes of Moab. Balak asked him,
What did the Lord say?
Then he uttered his oracle.
Arise, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change it. No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, See what God has done. The people rise like a lioness. They rouse themselves like a lion that does not rest till he devours his prey and drinks the blood of his victims.
Then Balak said to Balaam,
Neither curse them at all nor bless them at all.
Balaam answered,
Did I not tell you I must do whatever the Lord says?
Then Balak said to Balaam,
Come, let me take you to another place. Perhaps it will please God to let you curse them for me from there.
And Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, overlooking the wasteland. Balaam said,
Build me 7 altars here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me.
Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on each altar.
Chapter 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent 2 of his disciples, saying to them,
Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you doing this? Tell him, The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.
They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked,
"What are you doing untying that colt?"
They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted,
"Hosanna!
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest!"
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree,
"May no one ever eat fruit from you again."
And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said,
"Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers."
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city.